The visit to the theatre was difficult, but a visit to the country was more difficult. But again, one of his new friends helped us. She had a small house in the country, and Merrick could stay in it for the summer, she said. I took Merrick to the country in a train with dark windows, so nobody could see him. Then we went in a cab to the country house. There were a lot of trees near the house, but no people lived near it. A countryman brought food to the house every day, but no people came near it. I stayed with him that night. At night, it was very dark and quiet. In the morning, hundreds of birds sang in the trees, and everything outside the house was green. Merrick walked under the big trees, looking at things happily and singing his strange song. I went back to London, but Merrick stayed there for 6 weeks. He was wonderfully happy. Every week, he wrote me a letter. Apple Tree House, West Wickham, Berkshire, the 21st of July, 1889. Dear Dr. Treves, I had a wonderful day again today. It was very warm, so I walked under the trees and sat by a stream. The water in the stream made a beautiful noise, like singing. Did you know that? I listened to it for 2 hours. Lots of little birds came near me. One had a red body in front and a brown back. I gave it some bread and it sat on my hand. A lot of birds are my friends now. I watched the fish in the stream too. They were very exciting because they move very fast. 1 minute they were there, and the next minute I couldn't see them. But I waited quietly, and they always came back. I put my hand in the water, but I couldn't touch them. I met a big dog yesterday. It made a very loud noise, but I was not afraid. I sat down quietly and looked at it, and it came and smelt my hand. I saw it again today and gave it some bread. It likes me now. I am going to put some flowers from the country in this letter. There are hundreds of flowers here. Did you know that? I like the little blue ones best, but they are all beautiful. I have lots of them in my room. I give them water every morning. Little flowers are very thirsty, you know. I am very happy here, Doctor. But I want to see you again soon, too. With love from your friend, Joseph Merrick. At the end of the summer, he came back to London. He was very well, and his skin looked much better. He talked about the country a lot, but he was happy to see his friends and his books again, too.